boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who gives us new life, and he's doing a new thing for us.
Get always donuts. God is doing a new thing. Get always donuts. God is doing a new thing. Get always donuts. Who's doing it? God is doing a new thing. Get always donuts. Yo, who's doing it? God is doing a new thing. My God is doing a brand new thing. Well, since time began, he remains the same. Faithful, I read it to his word and silent. A cornerstone I stirred, I look down through the ages and you will find God doesn't change, but he knows the time. From harp, piano, to song, to rap, you know, God's with us, so I cannot lack us. So God is doing a new thing in our lives. So we're doing a new thing through Jesus Christ. God, doing a new thing.
City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Saturday, June 30th, 2012, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Jenny.
My name is Pat.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 147. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. It's our 3-year anniversary. And I didn't know that until the other day. And then I texted you or talked to you guys and nobody knew.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, I guess
we're not on the pulse.
We, like, the 4th of July is kind of our tentative
start, you know? That's where we said that this is going to be kind of our idea. And I got a text from, I got an email from Jenny the other day saying that her schedule is going to be crazy busy. She's got some traveling and some family that she's going to go see. And this could be one of the last times that we're all together. I mean, things are going to be weird with the parasite coming.
Yes.
So we decided that we're just going to celebrate our 3-year anniversary right now.
It's pretty close. And fucking 4th of July is on a Wednesday this year.
Un-American.
I know. It really is.
Very un-American, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I think it's stupid.
Yeah. How can I properly celebrate freedom?
You can't on hump day.
Mm-hmm. On a Wednesday.
Nope. Not at all. Not at all. I don't like it.
I don't either.
I feel very shackled.
Did you guys buy fireworks this year?
Fuck no.
Oh, no.
Did anybody? Do you remember when that was a priority for 4th of July?
Uh-huh.
BT really, I could tell that he really, really wanted to, but we can't, with the parasite, like, gnawing her way out of me soon, we can't
I've seen Alien.
Justify,
I know what it's
like that one year we went to the beach.
Right, that was the first year.
We each spent, for the show, $100 on fireworks. We had so many fucking fireworks.
Mini Kuwait on that beach was crazy.
And I don't know. I can't justify just like spending money that we're basically going to start on fire.
I've always liked fireworks, but I didn't even pencil it in on my budget this year. I completely forgot about it. And I have a theory, and tell me if you guys think this is true. The older you get, the faster time goes. And it's my birthday June 2nd, and then now all of a sudden it's July 4th, and it just seems like 2 weeks went by.
Yeah.
And now it's going too fast. Do you guys feel that?
You're old.
I am
old. It doesn't really seem like the 4th of July to me for some reason. I think it's just because it's on a fucking Wednesday.
Well, when is it usually? Doesn't it just,
I don't know. It should always be on a Saturday.
Block party weekend?
Do you think there should be a mandate in the...
Yes.
The Supreme Court should mandate that it's always on a Friday or Saturday.
It should be election day.
There should be extra days in June. Like, June will have 37 days this...
40. Fuck it.
Fuck it. As long as it makes the 4th of July be on a Saturday.
Well, right. And the 4th of July weekend is a 4-day weekend.
Absolutely. You get Monday off.
You get the 4th, like July 4A, July 4B... July 5A, July 5B. And those days just count. The clock goes to 48 hours on each of those days.
I agree.
And I think that's good.
It's the only way that I can properly embrace the freedom that I've been given. So speaking of freedom, something happened to me today that made me realize how
free you are?
No, how like shackled I am to technology and how retarded it makes me.
New website?
When it's taken away.
Like some teenager put up a website and it's all teen code or hipster words that you don't understand?
Wish. Were you looking at porn again?
I wish. No, this morning at 8 a.m., BT and I were awakened by this crazy loud bang. And my first thought was fireworks. Like somebody just let off an M80 or something in the neighborhood. But it was actually like the transformer in our quadrant blew. And BT looks over and he's like, oh, our power's totally gone. We have no power.
So did it sound like an M80 or did it sound like an M1000?
It sounded like an M1000. It exploded. Like our cats shit themselves. We both sat up in bed like the end of the world was coming.
Wah, wah, wah.
And so this was at 8 a.m. and my power was out for 5 hours today. It's funny how how many times I thought turned on a light or just thought like, oh, I'll do this. Or I mean, I was even laying in bed and I was like, go log on to pge.com and see what's wrong. And BT's like, really? Is that what I should do? Should I log on to the computer? Like,
well, computers have battery. Or you guys have a PC. Like right. a desktop.
Yeah. Okay. So luckily BT had a smartphone and, you know, like, so I called PGE and, which is Portland General Electric for anybody who doesn't know.
How long did it take you to get through? I assumed that there'd be people like.
No, it was super quick. Crazy. They acted like, they asked me my address and then.
What's your name?
The lady was really weird too. She was like, is this a house? Is it like a mobile home? And
it's
I'm thinking, like,
it,
you are PGE. Don't you, like, know my quadrant? Like, don't, I mean, couldn't you, like, pinpoint my location? Aren't they smart? I don't know. But they answered really fast. And then, so the power was out. I didn't have anything to do. And so I went and had breakfast with Karen. So as I'm leaving.
At a place that has electric. You retreated from your non-electrical house. You're like, I can't fucking handle this.
Well, I couldn't make myself any breakfast.
I can't be here.
I was hungry, and I guess I could have eaten a piece of bread or something, but.
What happened to the days when you just read a book? Yeah. I mean, I'm not slamming you for it.
Right.
Because you read way more than I do. But I think if my power went out, I would be punching holes in walls and fucking breaking windows. I'd go crazy.
Well, that's what. So,
I would stand Marsha and go to California.
I would just take a walk.
For 5 hours?
Well, I didn't know it was going to be 5 hours.
Yeah, you don't know.
So the one thing PGE did do, which was pretty cool, she said, we'll give you automated courtesy call when your power's back on. Okay, cool. So I go to breakfast with Karen, and as I'm leaving my house and I'm waiting to take a right, I see there's a PGE van turning left, coming my way. And I look in, and the guy is just fucking digging in his nose.
Oh,
like,
digging?
Picking, and I was like, good, we're in good hands.
You gonna eat that?
With fucking Barney Fife here coming
to
fix
safe
my
hands with PGE.
He was fucking going for it too. So that made me laugh.
I've seen a lot of people going for it. And you know, I'm not a non-picker, but I try to selective pick. Like my picking rules are the same as my beat off rules. There has to be no one in the room except for Mingus. And he still needs a pillow wall so he can't voyeur.
Right, you're not doing it in your car.
But
I pick my nose in my car. What's wrong
with you? I do if I can, like,
I meant beating off in the car.
Oh, I don't do that.
I don't want people to see me, and I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't really care. But I've noticed that a lot of people are picking.
It was like wild abandon picking.
Was he up to his wrist?
He was, and so it cracked me up because it's the guy coming to, like, you know, get my internet back so I don't have to
You're
go
lucky
to California.
The baby is in here, and he's like, coochie, 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 with his booger fingers.
Yeah. I go and have breakfast with Karen, and while I'm there, I get the phone call, and it's automated thing that says, like, your power is probably back on. If it's not back on, press 1. And I was like, well, I got to wait till I get home.
Probably press 2.
So I go home, power's not back on. Mm-hmm. So I call PGE again, and again, they're like, do you live in a house? What is it, an igloo? Like, they're weird. And I was like,
igloo.
Yes, I live in a house. Yes, it's still out.
Five fingers, five toes.
I went down into the basement. I flipped all the breakers. No, it's still off, lady. Like, I am not. I think maybe it was because I was a woman. Who knows?
She thought you were a conniption little fucking liar.
She could see through the phone that I was pregnant.
Conniption liar.
That I was pregnant, barefoot, and my husband had gone out of town. Right. She knew I was helpless. Right. And I couldn't find a flashlight.
He's got the other family to take care of on this weekend.
So I noticed that all my neighbors are starting to mill around. And so I go out, and it became like a neighborhood.
It's a community.
It became a community. And everybody's like, yep, power's out. Yours is out. Hey, mine's out. Mine's been out since 8. And everybody was like, we're all high-fiving.
I wish you had showed up and been like, my power's not out. What are you guys talking about, man? Yeah. And like, argh.
I'm like, I've been playing Xbox since 8. I don't know what you're talking about, kid. So I see the PG truck with the cherry picker and everything. They're right at the end of the street. So I'm like, okay, they're working on it. I go take a shower. I clean my kitchen. Like, I did all kinds of things that didn't require power. And right before...
That's about it.
No, I'm just thinking we had an issue. This has nothing to do with the Poo Shit Destroyer, which we're not talking about. It's a reference between the three of us.
It's done.
But a while back, the water bill didn't get paid here. And it was a stranglehold on our lifestyle. You can't go poop. And I'm telling you, you take that for granted, sewage for granted. And in the same respect, like, you take electricity for granted. Yeah. Like, and it's an easy fix, but it's always I don't know what the fuck's going on. We're going to build a trebuchet. We're shooting bad. Well, we need justice.
I was worried all the food in my refrigerator was going to go bad.
Just don't open
it. Yeah, I didn't, but...
It's just your power's out for 5 hours.
Well, who knows, Pat? It could be 5 days.
It could be a month.
What how do I know?
How are we going to get, what's going to happen when the baby comes and there's no power?
Yeah. What's going to happen then?
And boy, we ate BT already. Jesus.
Does my car run on electricity? Probably. So I see.
It's rickshaw. Everybody's in a rickshaw.
So I'm getting bored. It's almost time for me to come over here to start the show anyway. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll just go. And right then, I hear the cable box click on. Oh. And I actually hear the guys in the PGE truck up the street go, woo! And I looked out and they were actually high-fiving each other. Oh. Like, job well done, gentlemen.
There should, yeah.
It was hilarious. I could actually hear them from my house. That they were like, I don't know what we just did, but it fucking worked. Yeah.
Yeah. Electricity, the magic of the fucking 20th and 21st century.
It just made me feel so like I could have sat down and read a book. I could have done a lot of things. But for some reason, it made me feel like Stan Marsh. And it made me feel like, yeah, how am I exactly ever going to be able to check my Facebook status?
I can't beat off to anything because I have to get on the internet for Brazilian fart porn.
Yeah, what if someone is posting a status update right now and I don't know what it is? Well, it could be really funny.
Well, happy anniversary and to all of us. And I'm glad your power got turned on.
Me too.
Jenny actually called me in, or I called you or whatever, and she told me that her power is out. And I was like, for some reason, I have this weird thing where whenever my friends are not comfortable, I always invite them over to my house to sit in my bed and watch TV. But I think it's one of my favorite places to be, and I always want to invite other people to come and enjoy it. But you got your power back.
Yes, and hopefully when I go home, it's back on because I couldn't find a flashlight, and I'll just be like sitting reading like a Laura Ingalls Wilder book by candlelight with three cats on my lap crying.
See, I told her to tell ghost stories to the cats with like a flashlight under her chin.
But I can't find the flashlight.
Oh, I got a couple.
Okay. June's already helping me out.
Right. I'll snake your toilet and I'll hold the flashlight under your chin.
Well, luckily, it doesn't take electricity to poop, so it was good to go. I don't think it does anyways.
There's something going on. All right, so for our anniversary episode, 3-year anniversary episode, We are going to just do a whole bunch of douchebags. Douchebag That's episode.
Good. A lot of them.
You like that? Or I is do. That no good?
I like that one a lot.
I kind of like the all douchebag episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just keep complain.
Some weeks there's a plethora. Other weeks, not so much.
Some weeks there'll be like 10 douchebags, and then we go through and we kind of decide if it's funny or not, or if the copy's actually readable, but we got some good ones this week, so why don't we start it out?
I think that we should do a movie madness first.
Thank you, Jenny. Oh, did I tell you that I've decided I'm going to get drunk on this episode?
I think that you both are.
It's, really?
Well, I've seen how many beers you've both been drinking, no judgment, but...
So on a... I'm just curious, do I seem drunk to you?
No.
Because you're sober without... I know you had a lot of almonds.
I've had a lot of almonds and some blueberry juice.
All right, you're in charge then, Jenny. You're head of the show.
But I'm not saying any judgment. I just know that, like, we had some prep here and there was some beer drank, and then we went to the store and we got more beer, so.
All right.
I can add.
That's good. I'm in. Do you guys want to start it out?
So let's do the movie madness, please, Patrick.
Oh, that's right. We're doing movie madness. Thanks, I haven't Jenny. Been drunk on a show in a long
it's
time.
It's okay. I said no judgment.
Thanks, Jenny.
All right. Let's do a movie madness for episode 147 of the Hideous Creature Show.
Thanks, Jenny.
Think about maybe you should have called in the army.
I ain't going to turn this over to no West Pointers. Got to get on the telegraph, ask Washington which hand to wipe with. Wait around at Antietam for him to tell me what to do. I lost 328 men over a cornfield.
I don't know. I always...
June and I are trying to mouth things to each other, and neither of us are very good at reading lips, so it doesn't really work out.
No, I would mouth something to Jenny, and then she'd go, what? And then she'd try to mouth her interpretation to me, and I'd go, what? It's just...
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. I thought I might have known futility. Who the actor was, but I don't know.
You
want
another one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, it's my fault she got took. I never should have taken her to that town.
No. Not your fault. You'll get her back. Setting things right. Just gotta have faith, that's all.
Faith?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God's been real swell to me. I don't mean no disrespect, preacher, but either he ain't up there or he don't like me very much.
Well, surely you don't expect the Lord to do everything for you, do you, Doc? You gotta earn his presence. And then you gotta recognize it, and then you have to act on it. Now keep your eye on the target.
Amen.
True story.
Amen.
So it's definitely like a Zucker Brothers movie, right?
Will we play a game?
How is it a Zucker Brothers?
Because it sounds hilarious.
We play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show where Patrick chooses a movie and plays clips throughout the show. And Jenny and I try to guess what the movie is. And you as a listener can also play along. We want to do one more before we go into the douchebags?
You weren't going to leave without saying goodbye, were you?
I'm a wanted man. Well, I could have sworn I saw Jake Lonergan die in those caves, didn't you, Sheriff?
Damn shame. I was looking forward to hanging him myself.
I could use a good man around here.
Yes, you could.
Jake. She's in a better place.
The Legend of Curly's Gold.
That's what I was just going to say. City Slickers, The Hunt for Curly's Gold.
I wish I had done that.
City Slickers 2. I know I'm going to hear Billy Crystal soon.
All right, so here's your douchebags of the week for episode 147 of The Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
A Lowell man is free following his arrest charges that he threw hot French fries as his young stepdaughter. 26-year-old James Hackett must stay away from the girl. Police say that Hackett and his wife began arguing after leaving McDonald's. When his stepdaughter chimed in with her opinion, Hackett allegedly threw fries right in her face.
Fuck you, bitch.
She was
and
not,
your opinions.
She will not be. She was not seriously hurt, and Hackett will be in court in August. Pleaded not guilty to assault with a dangerous weapon.
Oh, fuck off!
It's French fries.
It's French fries.
Yeah,
I know that. Is it really a dangerous weapon?
I think I this is ridiculous.
I understand that, you know, your father figure throwing shit at you to get you to shut up is bad parenting. But sometimes kids got to get shit thrown at them.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. You're driving me crazy.
Yeah, like a glass of milk. That's a good one.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, throwing the French fries is not a good thing to do, but calling it a deadly weapon.
A dangerous weapon?
Ridiculous. Yeah,
bullshit.
Was it dangerous?
I don't know if it was deadly.
Okay.
There wasn't, they weren't okay. Like sharp.
Yeah, they
are. They weren't the sharp ones. You know what?
They weren't sweet potato
fries.
We lost a lot
of kids when them sharp ones were thrown.
Do you know
I had a toddler.
Do you know how many people lose their lives from yams, from fucking projectile yams
every
year?
If it was an onion ring, don't even get me started. That shit will...
Choke a kid.
Yeah, it'll...
Straight choke a kid.
I think samurais used those before the ninjas came up.
No, nope, just to their kids. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. It's a fucking throwing your. I got my mom threw. My mom stabbed me with a fork once.
My mom beat me with the phone receiver.
I mean,
and we had one of those big, like, hang on the wall receivers.
My mom beat me with my fake leg.
All right, well, stop for a second. This is getting outrageous. Tell us a story, Jenny.
I absolutely deserved it. We had like one of those rotary phones that hung on the wall, like the big rectangular ones with the receiver on the top.
Right.
And I was talking to my boyfriend, my high school sweetheart, and
Nick.
Little Nick. And
little Nick.
I was like, my mom is being such a huge bitch. And my mom was like, oh, hell no. And she grabbed the receiver and beat my ass with it. She also beat me with a hairbrush once.
Okay, one sec. Because we had an actual discussion about child abuse before the show. Do you feel like, I mean, did she just hit you with it? Like, shut
whack.
Up, you know, like smack it with it, or did she just like go at
whack,
you
whack,
like
whack,
no,
whack,
she hit
like,
me in,
like Al Capone with
she
the
hit me the
bat.
Right amount of times.
Okay.
Like two.
Where did she hit you? Like,
in the head.
Okay.
Like bonk, on the bonk. Like bonk, bonk, like on the
and
top of my head.
And those things are built really well.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
They're strong.
And then I was like, Nick, I have to go. My mom said that I can't talk on the phone anymore. And I had to hang up. I deserved it. I called her a bitch right to her face.
Yeah, like, you deserved it.
Bad.
You didn't even call it to her face. You called it like passively
right.
To your boyfriend while she's right
yeah.
There, which is worse. Like, hey, well, this bitch won't let me fucking leave
right.
Curfew. And she's like, what the fuck?
She's right like, right I'm here. Standing right, right here, you fucking idiot
kudos,
kid.
Kudos, Carol.
Yeah. No, I deserved it.
Patrick, what was yours?
Huh?
You said you got smacked out. You got the smackdown?
Yeah, I've gotten smacked.
Well, tell the story.
I asked my mom once what it felt like to realize that her life was almost nearly done because she was 40.
Oh, shit.
She just smacked me.
Good job. Sherry. Good job, Sherry.
Well done.
She's probably my age.
It was the way that I said it. I said it in a smug, little dickish way. It wasn't like, hey, Mom. It was like, so.
Yeah, how does it feel?
How does it feel to know your life is halfway over? And it was just such a dick thing.
Did you put pause on your Walkman? Interrupted your Rush
no,
tape
I,
to tell her this?
I stopped, and then I flicked over to the other to side two of Diver Down and listened for a few seconds, and then I stopped again and then asked the question. Mm. It's just a dickish move.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I got with the wooden spoon.
Mm.
And the wooden spoon lived in a specific shelf in the kitchen. And I would hear... my real name is Christopher. And my mom would go, Christopher Jason, God damn it. And she'd go, shut up. And I'd be in the other room doing whatever. And once it got beyond verbal, I would get the shake of the drawer. And I'd hear all the fucking utensils in there shake. And
you just know that wooden
be
one's
like,
in
oh,
there.
Oh, shit, it's about to happen. But I got my ass spanked with wooden spoons. And they'd break them. And they were just made out of pine.
Right.
They weren't like... a cherry wood fucking hammer or anything, but the point got made.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think that I don't put it in a child abuse. I don't feel like I was abused at all.
No.
I felt like that was how she dealt with it. And I'm not saying that if she was older, I would beat her to get revenge. But, you know, that just happened. Kids and I didn't store it that way. I was just like, you know what? I asked for it and I got it.
Kids are, well, exactly. Kids are going to see how far they can push your buttons. Like when I was young. I was probably like 7 maybe. And I was laying in my bed and I would say, my mom tells this story really funny. I want a drink of water. And my mom brought me a drink of water. And then like 2 minutes later, I'm like, I want a drink of water. And I did it a bunch just because I wanted to see if my mom would keep bringing me water. And I don't know how many glasses of water. I want a drink of water. My mom just came in and threw water in my face and I'm in bed. And then she came back and cried and like cleaned my bed up because she felt so bad. But I had just fucking pushed her to the limit to where she just doused me with water and then cried and cleaned me up and made sure that the bed was all dry and put me to sleep.
People only have a certain amount of crazy they can deal with before you crack. You can't deal with that shit.
You do. You just go.
I remember one time I was you know an only child and I'm sitting around and I'm playing trying to get my cat to swat a board game. You know how some of the times there would be like a spinner to play a board game? I would try and play board games with my cat.
That's sad.
And I would dangle something to try to get the cat to swat the thing.
You're like, your turn.
Oh, it's his turn. And, you know, like, get him to do it. And
there's so many things wrong with this setup.
So, I want to go home and do that with my cats.
I'm having a great game of a great board game.
Were you playing Life?
It was actually the Bionic Man.
Ooh, with a spinner. I like it.
And before that, I had found a 6-sided dice and glued it to the hardwood floor for some reason with super glue. Just for, I don't know what reason it was. I have no idea why. And eventually, you know, I'm trying to get the cat to spin the spinner and I'm yelling at it and like cheering it on. And my fucking mom was just like, shut the fuck up. And she, you know, she comes out to the front room and she sees the dice on the ground and she just wanted to kick it at me, but it was super glued to the floor and she stubbed her toe on it.
Oh no.
I got in big trouble. I didn't get whooped or anything like that, but boy, she was like, what? And she was holding her toe, jumping around going, what the fuck?
What diabolical mastermind does this? Oh, right. My child.
Yeah, it was like a Rambo-esque, like a labyrinth that you had to run to actually get to me. All right, Jenny, you got one?
Oh, I do. A Lake Forest man who allegedly began waving a machete during a kindergarten graduation. You heard that correctly. Kindergarten. Graduation ceremony.
How old's kindergarten again?
6.
6, yeah. 5, 6.
In Laguna Beach has been arrested on suspicion of exhibiting a deadly weapon, possession of drugs, and driving under the influence. Juan Portillo was arrested Saturday following the ceremony. Police said they began receiving calls around 2 p.m., so a nice afternoon ceremony.
I'm sorry. A ceremony for what?
Graduating kindergarten.
Kindergarten graduation. Weren't you listening? Kindergartners, they're moving on to the next level.
Am I the only one that's like finding that kind of stupid?
It is very fucking stupid, but it goes on.
I think
every
I had
day.
One.
Kindergarten?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I think I did.
No.
It's like, yay, you get to move to elementary school.
Yeah, you have some punch, but like this is like they read off names. I'm sure they do. But we had like punch and some glitter and someone playing
now,
some Disney
I've
tunes.
Heard from friends, you know, in this area that have children that they actually do an elementary school graduation to move into junior high. But now they call them promotion ceremonies.
Yeah, they also award people for taking shits that are fucking the right color of fucking tannish brown. It's ridiculous. It needs to stop.
It's all my friends were talking about their kids' promotion ceremonies, and I was like, "Your kids don't have jobs. What are they getting promoted to?"
Oh, were they in the military? Or yeah. Are they?
Oh no,
sergeant?
They're going into fucking sixth grade.
Right? No, that just means they're living life, dumbass.
Well, I understand that this is happening, and I think it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever fucking heard.
Well, why don't you get a machete and rave it around?
The machete's in the bathroom, Jenny, and it's set to attack in case Turd Shit Destroyer happens. But that's a different story.
Turd Shit Destroyer!
Anyway, I think it's I don't know. I remember this is I only had one graduation, two graduations I remember. One was from middle school to high school.
Right?
And that's one fair. Was high school to fucking making a podcast.
Right. Life.
But did you? You said you remember like a preschool? I don't think it was so ridiculous.
It wasn't like a graduation. It was just like you ate a cupcake or some shit. No, I didn't get like a cap and gown.
Am I mistaken thinking that there's like a big hoo-ah that this is an event that kids go to?
Yeah, there are events.
It's an event.
It's an event like going to a graduation. It's not like you have to put on your fucking Sunday best. It's just like a thing that wastes like an hour of people's
and
time.
And your fucking little kindergarten self is like, I did it. And you're stoked.
And you don't even remember it.
Does everybody there, except the people that made up the event, think it's a fucking colossal waste of time?
No, because
it's their children and they love them and they're proud of them.
Does anybody ask the children if they think it's a colossal waste of time?
Self-important little bastards that are happy they did something.
As a father of children, this is just me personally, I will say that probably 60% of them think this is like awesome, take pictures. I'm just like, this is a waste of time because we're going on to the next grade. It's called sixth grade. In fifth grade, we don't need a thing.
Can I just say that the douchebag here isn't the people planning the kindergarten graduation ceremony?
I understand that.
Okay. I'm sorry. We should move on.
Let's move on.
Okay, wait. I got one more thing.
Okay.
Like, what happens after all these chain of graduation events and all this bullshit that you try to get a job and you can't get it?
It's called ennui. It's called very fucking big depression.
Or does this generation like kind of sympathize with people and like, shit, you suck, but fuck it, we'll put you in the back.
No.
Folding boxes.
You go and you have your college graduation and then you get a job and then you get regular promotions.
Yeah, you don't get a job with a college degree these days.
Or you just fucking get let down because nobody lets you have ceremonies anymore.
All right. Sorry. I just think it's... And I'm not saying it because I'm jealous that it didn't happen to me.
I think you might be a little jealous.
I am not jealous.
A little bit.
I have kids and I just sit there and go, good job, buddy. This was just kind of just pointless.
That's a consensus I'm trying to kind of establish. Everybody kind of realizes that this is a bullshit event.
Somebody
that thinks that they want it.
I think the two things that you said, you're going from middle school to high school and then high school and you're done. Because when you're in middle school and going to high school, you get the scary stories of like, I'm going to go to high school and get thrown in a fucking dumpster and get my ass beaten.
Yeah.
What? You've never had that?
It's called a freshman initiation.
It's freshman initiation.
Things are tough in New Hampshire.
You have to... They were tough in Montana. Like, you get those, like, scary stories, didn't you get them? So you're like, hey, right. Like, you're out of junior high. Now you're a real man now or a real woman now. You're a real student. And then you graduate. Those are the two you should get, but you should not get, like, you graduated in fifth grade. And
right.
So how fucking happy it is. Or kindergarten. You graduated kindergarten.
What?
These kids would rather be like, buy me a fucking pizza.
No, if you actually get a graduation party from kindergarten, I need to see a thesis paper and not in crayon.
Oh, that would be good. A thesis. I'm reading my thesis on kindergarten graduation.
On sandcastles.
On goldenrod.
On goldenrod sandcastles, but only with a periwinkle blue Crayola crayon. Or a Prussia blue, because Prussia blue was canceled, so I have had to go through in my research and find a Prussia blue crayon because they don't exist anymore.
Police say they've been receiving calls around 2 p.m. that a man had pulled into the parking lot of the school and that the ceremony was ending. Callers reported he said that he was drinking beer in his Toyota Tundra and acting strangely. When one of the teachers approached the man and asked him to leave, he allegedly pulled out a machete and swung it at her.
Yes.
The teacher called.
He hates the idea.
He hates the graduation.
He hates the graduation, too.
The teacher called 911, but the man allegedly pulled away just as the officers were arriving.
Suck it!
After about 20 minutes later, police say they pulled over Portillo. Irvine police said they received calls of a man driving erratically and swinging a machete at motorists.
So he wasn't He wasn't done.
No, he wasn't done. He was so pissed at this graduation. It's almost hold on. Police said that they found methamphetamine in his possession and
No, Jenny, you lie. You are a lying news teller.
So that's the entirety of the story.
Before I heard the fact that there was methamphetamine involved, I just kind of thought that his grandfather just died, and he was endowed his grandfather's machete that's passed down through generations. And he's just like, look, yeah, showing off his machete. As an alpha male, that's what you do.
Why? It's was true. He just in the parking lot of the kindergarten
It doesn't say. I don't think so. I don't think he had a child enrolled in the ceremony.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah. I think he probably, it's just where his meth mind told him it was a good place to park.
So we're going to jump into a fake break. When we come back, we got some more douchebags for you. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
Switch from hot to snow fresh filter.
Cool snow fresh, cool Tato clean, so refreshing, so cool.
As cool and as clean as a breath of fresh air. That's snow fresh filter cool. Your mouth feels clean. Your throat refreshed. The finest leaf tobacco, mild, refreshing menthol, and the world's most thoroughly tested filter. That's Snow Fresh Filter Cool. Why don't you switch from Hots to the Snow Fresh coolness of cool? As cool and as clean as a breath of fresh air. America's most refreshing cigarette. Snow Fresh Filter Cool.
All right, we're back from fake break. Patrick, I went and picked up Patrick today for the show, and I was driving down the street, and I saw which used to be a billboard that would have, like, shitty WB sitcoms on it or something.
Yeah, like, watch 2.5 Men.
No, you're right. Exactly. It was like, 2.5 Men is fucking funny. And I, you know, whatever. You know, I pass by it all the time going to work and stuff. But today I rolled by it and I noticed that there was a little life lesson on there. Like somebody took their sweet time to try and make somebody's life better. And it read, she's dreamed a dream. Live your dreams. And then I noticed that like there's a picture of Susan Boyle on it.
From European's Talent or whatever?
Yeah.
Europe's Got Talent, was that what it is?
And I'm going, what the fuck? And it's like her and, you know, all dressed up in, you know, an operatic, like, pose. And I'm going, what the fuck is this? And I'm going, I because, you know, I drive around with the dry erase marker on my, so I can write on my windshield ideas. But at that point of in Portland, it's a really curvy kind of road. And I'm trying to write and trying to put stuff in there. But I luckily, the dry erase marker from too much use is dead now. So I got to buy a new one. But anyway.
Wait, so what did it say again?
Okay.
There's a picture of Susan Boyle.
No, it gets better. It gets better. It gets better. It's she dreamed a dream. Live your dreams. And then it, in what I assume is whisper font.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
What's whisper it called?
Font. There's a it's whisper font.
Italic or
what? It was italicized.
Italicized,
but
right.
It's whisper font. I know exactly.
And underneath it says, pass it on.
So it wasn't, the billboard wasn't selling anything advertising a radio station.
Or a television show?
No, it wasn't anything. It was Susan Boyle. She dreamed a dream. Live your dreams. Pass it on.
What the fuck? So,
and I'm laughing my ass off trying to use a half-ass dry erase marker on my windshield to write down an idea.
Who's funding this billboard? Like, who's paying? paying for this shit?
I actually looked in deeper, and it was values.com.
That's so, like the Egg Council. That shit isn't real.
So one more time, just so that we all get everything straight, because this is a big deal. Maybe we could learn something. She dreamed a dream. Live your dreams.
Pass it on.
Values.com. So,
wait, what the fuck? What is this selling?
It's selling nothing. It's selling pass it on. It's selling that your life is better than everybody else. Well, not better. And I kind of feel bad about it because this could be inspirational to somebody and we're making fun of it, which I don't know.
Do you think this is our tax dollars that are paying for this?
No, I think values.com sponsored that billboard.
I would work for this company.
Do you think that they have others around town, or maybe we could make up our own of,
okay,
like inspirational?
You're the best person you can be.
Pass it on.
You are a star.
Pass it on.
Really?
I would like to say, like,
really? Okay, we're going this route.
I would like to say, eat a shitbag sandwich.
Pass it on.
Pass it on.
I want a billboard. I want a billboard.
No, I want money. I want money for a billboard. And also, you know how they have the little flashes when you're watching when you're in a movie theater and they have that little, what's it called? They have that little cell, the little billboards on the screen when you go to see a movie. They sell stuff. I want to put stuff on there too.
Oh.
Am I making sense?
Oh, like the, what is it called?
Viewmaster shit.
Yeah,
thank you. My vocabulary diminishes when I've been drinking, Patrick. Slides. I want to have slides, but, you know, of me.
I want it to be more like, I want to get billboards that say, like, don't even try. You'll always fail.
Don't try.
Pass it on.
Pass it on. Patrick just found the fucking reverb on the board.
Pass it on.
Pass it on. This ridiculous thing.
You want slides that say what? Like you are destined to fail? Yeah.
No. Just like people are driving on the freeway and they're like, what the fuck? Did you just see that, Nancy? What did that say?
Destined to fail.
Pass it on.
All right, this is becoming too much of a bit.
Oh, it's pretty funny, though.
It is funny. It's very funny.
Technology.
Pass it on.
Pass it on.
All right, let's get to more douchebags.
Can we do a movie madness, please?
Yes.
Since I still have no clue, I just know that it's not
Patrick.
Not Curly's
Live
gold.
Your dreams. You dream a dream.
Pass it on. Pass it on.
I'm not gonna
You get. Suck at math. You're fucking horrible at math.
I'm horrible.
You should stop at math.
Can't balance your checkbook? You down on Skid Row?
Pass it on.
Pass it on.
All right, here's another movie madness.
Got no respect in this town.
That's not true, okay?
You want to leave?
No. This is your dream. I'd follow you anywhere.
I thought it was our dream.
God damn it. Hey, Charlie, why don't you play something festive? It's like a funeral in here.
Jenny?
I got nothing.
You're sober. You have a better interpretation of what's going on here.
I do not know.
I just found a peanut M&M.
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to play another one.
Yeah, we need another.
By the way, peanut M&Ms are the best thing that you can ever eat in your life.
Pass it on.
Pass it on. We're just...
He rolled over, looked up into my eyes, and he said, kill me.
What did you do?
I took this knife off his belt, and I slit his throat. Take it. Be a man.
Here's your little gift. There you go, buddy.
I don't,
little gift.
I don't think I have seen this movie.
All right, I'm playing one more.
Palms to heaven, friend.
Easy now.
All right. Turn around. Nice and slow.
I've been shot.
Only two kinds of men get shot. Criminals and victims. Well, which one are you?
I don't know.
You got a name, friend?
I don't know that either.
Well, just what do you know?
English.
Is that Martin Sheen?
No.
I'm sorry.
Pass it on.
It's not Martin Sheen.
Whenever you need a cowboy for a good old-fashioned ass whooping, you get Charlie Sheen. Or Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen.
I'm done with Reverb today. I'm done.
I just wanted to see if he could do it.
I did it for a bit, but now I'm just going to use it like I'm just trying to check my own
stuff. Check. I still got some Reverb. Pass it on.
Pass it on.
Pass it on. Anyway, Jenny, you got an idea of what it is?
No. I don't think I've seen it.
I'm only getting Jenny in my right channel. There we go. Thank you. So much better.
Actually, everyone was getting Jenny only in the right channel.
Aww.
Patrick's a good sound guy. Pass it on.
No comment.
I do not know how to respond to this.
All right. Well, let's get some more douchebags in.
Police in Teaneck, New Jersey, said that Daniel Collins, 72, was involved in an ongoing dispute with his neighbor. I don't really know how to respond to this. Collins got really upset when his neighbor passed gas near his apartment.
What, he was outside?
Okay, wait one sec. I gotta stop everything. No, we're not cutting. Patrick, you have to say that the copy that you're reading is shit.
I'm trying to edit it really badly. Do you want me to really read the actual copy?
Read the copy. Read copy. Don't.
When somebody else farts, it's common to wave your hands, not a gun. But Daniel Collins was apparently flat out tired of his neighbor's flatulence and decided to raise a stink with the help of his trusty firearm. Police in Teaneck, New Jersey said Collins, 72, had been involved in an ongoing dispute with the unidentified neighbor for some time. But Collins got really gassed when the man passed gas near Collins' apartment. It apparently was a shot heard and smelt around the world, or at least New Jersey, because Collins allegedly pointed a revolver at the flatulent neighbor in the vestibule of their apartment building and said, "I'm going to put a hole in your head." When police arrived, Collins denied the threat but consented to a search. Authorities recovered a .32-caliber revolver from his vehicle. Collins was charged with aggravated assault, unlawful possession of a firearm, possession of a weapon for unlawful purpose, and terroristic threats, but later released on his own recognizance.
That was all worth it.
No, it was funny. It was funny when you read it that when you know the shitty part of the copy. You were making fun of it, but as soon as the facts were revealed, you left that persona and you just dealt the facts.
Oh, I think I tried to keep that persona engaged.
A lot.
Except for the flatulence.
Ah, you can't fart by that guy's door. You first stink.
Yeah.
Pass it on.
Do they stink enough for you to pull a gun?
No, I don't think.
Yeah.
I wonder how many. Okay,
maybe a super soaker.
Past Life Pavilion. How many people have been killed because of farts?
Four.
I'm saying like 5,000.
You know, it's 5,432. Ridiculous number in the whole like history of the world.
Well, the whole history of mankind. Like some caveman was like, "Oh my god, I'm sitting by this smelly fucking decomposing goat, but fuck face here." No offense, is going, "Oh my God, he keeps farting."
You told me that.
And there would have been tons of people just murdered over that stuff.
Yeah.
It's good. It's more than you think. It's probably.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Past Life Pavilion. How many people have been killed because their farts stink?
I want to know that. We got to do another Past Life Pavilion and come up with some interesting things. I kind of wish.
I would love to do another Past Life
Pavilion.
We need
a Past Life Pavilion show. It was like, what are the highlights that we get?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is there any more on the story?
No.
I like the way you said it. I mean, reading the copy was funny.
Maybe I should just do that every time when you get...
No, sometimes the copy isn't funny. That particular time, that was funny.
That was funny whenever... I couldn't
sometimes
do it.
It's so fucking bad and like...
How do people get jobs doing that?
I don't
that?
Know.
They get degrees and they spend fucking $50,000 to $80,000 just to say, I have a degree, and they can't write.
Mm.
Internet writing is different than real regular writing.
Even real writing is you're kind of shitty.
Have I think it's all the, real writing.
Have you ever read The Oregonian?
Yeah, you're right.
It's kind of shitty. Yeah. It's really bad writing.
I the only reason I read The Oregonian is because I really, really like that font. It's my favorite font.
I like the
crosswords.
Whisper font?
Whisper font. It's not Whisper font. All right.
Pass it on. Pass it on.
I have one final douchebag, and this one is I think you're really gonna like this one. A man's attempt to bring the ashes of his grandfather home to Indianapolis ended with an angry scene in a Florida airport, with the ashes spilled on the terminal floor. John Gross, a resident of Indianapolis South Side, was leaving Florida with the remains of his grandfather, a Sicilian immigrant who worked for the Penn Central Railroad. The ashes were in a tight sealed jar marked human remains. Gross said he didn't think he'd have a problem until he ran into TSA agent in an Orlando airport. Quote, they opened up my bag and I told them, please be careful. These are my grandpa's ashes. She picked up the jar. She opened it up. I was told later on she had no right to even open it if they could have used other devices like X-ray machine, like so they could see, you know, that it didn't
so
have.
Do you think the TSA thought that there was some sort of device in there?
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Or
maybe that he was like fucking with them, like human remains, and it was really a bomb or something.
Or so, fucking his weed.
Right. So he's saying that they could have done like a wandy thing or whatever and actually run it through and seen that there was nothing in there but a dead grandpa.
I have no idea if this is true or not, but did you think they incentivize like somebody trying to carry pot and they, when one of the TS people, TSA
if they
people,
get a bust,
maybe
catch somebody, they get like a bonus.
Probably.
Maybe. I don't think they get a bonus.
I'm sure that they make sure that they're trained to be thorough.
This
was what she thought was being thorough.
I don't want to speak badly about people who decide to work in the TSA or security guards, but don't you think some of these people are like, I don't trust anybody. You have a job. You get talked shit to all day by some fucking bitches, by some fucking assholes. You're like, hey, you know what? I don't believe that that's human remains. I think you got a fucking stash of weed in there, and I'm going to be a fucking goddamn annoying motherfucker. I think that happens, too. Rather than being like, fuck you.
I always think that they're, you know, the TSA people have, like, earpieces in. This could be bullshit.
And they're like, search the brown guy.
Yeah, the people up there are like, yeah, search the brown guy. Check that ashes. I know there's pot in there. I used to go to high school with that guy. There's porno and pot everywhere. Check his ass. Check his eyeball fluid. Yeah. But
people are people, so they are fucking fallible. I mean, they fuck up and they make mistakes and they're just
but this is horror. This
well,
is really
this,
bad.
Let's read on.
Sorry, Jenny, go ahead. Sorry.
They could have used other devices, but she opened it up. She used her finger and was sifting through it. Then she accidentally spilled it. Gross
what?
Said
whoa,
about...
Whoa. She spilled it?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So, okay. When my dad died, my mom came back to Portland and... they lost her baggage.
Oh, God.
And my dad was in the baggage. And it took, I think it was like almost a week for them to actually find where he was. But we're like,
holy
there's
crap.
Nothing we can fucking do. So right. We laughed about it and we're like, well, you know,
he's
fucking
traveling.
Pop got to see the world. Maybe he's in Australia.
Yeah.
Maybe some fucking Aborigines are smoking him. And maybe Keith Richards is doing some sort of dad ashes suppository or something like that.
Some dead ashes blow.
But when somebody fucks up like that, like spilling that shit, come on.
Well, and she's like, wiggles her finger in
like,
it.
Like, who's... That's dumb. That's just dumb people.
It's like once you... Oh, okay, you fucked up and you open it in the first place, and then you see that it's ashes, leave it alone, bitch. Close it back up.
Well, if you've ever experienced, like, ashes, you know what they feel like. You could shake it and feel it.
Right, and it's not like this guy went to so much trouble to get his pot that he actually stashed it in the middle of his grandpa's ashes.
Something that I would do.
Like, let the guy... Well, then you deserve to fucking transport your pot wherever you want because it's genius.
Right.
I'm not giving you my ashes, Patrick.
Have you... Like, ashes are... I mean, it's just like charcoal.
They're right behind you. My dad's ashes are still behind. They're still there.
There is... It's charcoal with, like, little chunks in it.
Big chunks. Mm. My dad had a big pelvis. Couldn't break it up.
But this... It's a power trip. It's a fucking power trip.
No, you're exactly right.
It's a power
They're
trip.
They're fucking dicks.
They're fucking assholes who are just like, do? I have no control over my life. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to authoritate my control over
your
life. Well,
who the fuck gets jobs that are security guards and TSA agents? People who fucking...
People like me.
Have fucking big butts that want to be fake cops, but they don't... They're not smart enough or fucking skinny enough to actually be a real cop.
And they don't have, like, empathy.
Right.
Yeah. And when you lick their asses, they're big asses, but they don't taste like honey, which is the way that I like my big asses to taste.
All right. That's our point to move on.
Gross says about a quarter to a third of the contents spilled on the floor, leaving him frantically trying to gather up as much as he could while anxious passengers waited behind him. She didn't apologize. She started laughing. I was on my hands and knees picking up bone fragments. I couldn't pick it all up and everything was lost. I mean, there was a long line behind me. That's what his final quote was.
This person is like, this TSA person is laughing?
Yeah.
Like, oh my bad.
Yeah, that's what I imagine. That she
gravity.
Wasn't like, I don't imagine her pointing and laughing, but her laughing like, oopsie doodle.
Oh, well, I hope someone didn't have a camera. You know what? I hope
people waiting in line realized the situation and fucking gave that bitch a ton of shit.
I hope they just punched her right in her fucking cunt.
We're fucked. We are so fucked on people that actually give a shit about other people.
Yeah.
When we're in our 80s, do you think about when we are geriatric and we actually need care? These men and women are going to be smoking reefer and pooping on our chest and putting it on YouTube 3.5.
It's all going to be on YouTube.
That's why we all need revolvers.
There's a quote from Breakfast Club. Think about it, Carl. When you and I are old, these kids, they're going to be taking care of us. Think about how scary that is.
And we're fucked.
And that's true. And we're fucked.
I got a lot to do. I got a lot of thinking to do. Tons of thinking.
You and I are just
fucking A. I can't even go to the store when it peak periods because I hate people so much. I have to go at 8 a.m. because I can't look at other people because I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
You need to get over that.
No, you can't get over that. That's innate.
It's really easy. You look at people, you smile, you say, and then.
No. Shut. I'm sorry. I didn't say shut up. I was like,
shush. I can deal with shush.
I am very gregarious.
So those are our douchebags. I can recap for you. For the first half, we had the guy who threw the hot French fries in his stepdaughter's face, and it was considered a dangerous weapon.
Hero.
The super badass who brandishes machete at the kindergarten ceremony graduation.
Super badass.
The man who pulled a gun on his neighbor because he didn't like his farts. And TSA spilling grandpa's ashes.
And then laughing about it.
And laughing about it.
Oh, what a bitch.
That there's a special
part
of hell.
I don't know. It was female,
I didn't believe in hell, but there's a special part of hell for that guy. Anyway, so those are your douchebags of the week for episode 147 of the Hideous Creature Show.
I'm very sad right now.
just like...
Lesson, life lesson.
The cleanup crew had a little memorial before the day ended at the airport there. All right, Patrick, let's clear up Boom Madness.
You guys are fucked.
Wait. Jenny, do you have an idea?
No.
I came here to destroy that thing. With the bracelet. Take it off.
I can't take it off.
Yes, you can. You can control it. No. Same way you shoot it, with your mind. You have to stop thinking.
Got it. Booyah, booyah. I will tell you that I watched like 20 minutes of this movie and fell asleep because that's what I do lately. I can't stay awake ever.
Just had 20 minutes later.
I know what it is.
You want another one? June?
I need it.
What the hell were those things, Jake?
It doesn't matter. They're going to find us. And they're going to wipe us out.
What the hell are you saying?
What I'm saying is you got a choice. You can drink your last few hours away on a beach, which, by the way, it's not a bad idea. Or you can follow me one last time.
I haven't heard Harrison Ford's voice.
Actually, you have heard Harrison Ford's voice.
Okay, then I got it.
Yeah, you've heard it. But I think Jenny got it before you.
No,
did.
She crushed me on this
she
one.
She did, because she got it. She actually did things. Can you say suck it, Button?
Suck it, Bunton.
Wait, Jenny, can you do it again?
Suck it, Bunton.
Thank you.
That was God. That wasn't even me. That was God just said that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need a reveal. I'll play one more. Go ahead, reveal.
All right. The movie that you are hearing right now is called
Cowboys versus Aliens.
Where'd you get this, huh?
Pass it on.
I don't know. Well, I can't rightly absolve you of your sins. You don't recall them, can I? That being said, I've seen good men do bad things, bad men do good things. Whether you're going to end up in heaven or hell, it's not God's plan, it's your own. You just got to remember what it was.
Pass it on.
Yeah, BT and I rented this movie, and it was one of those where I just let BT pick the movie because I knew I was going to fall asleep in like 15 minutes, and I was totally okay with it. And so, and he liked it.
Yeah. It was all right.
So, yeah. Okay. He thought it was okay. He thought it was a good movie.
All right. So, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can contact us via our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreature@gmail.com. You are also on the Facebooks as Hideous Creature Show Podcast. You can give us a call anytime, day, night, drunk, sober, happy, or sad at Patrick's cell phone, which is 971-212-6642.
There are two.
That is Patrick's cell phone.
971-212-6642. I've gotten two calls.
Pass it on.
I've gotten two calls on my cell phone that we need to play.
Okay.
They're
yay.
Yeah, I have.
I
got one the other night that I couldn't understand because everyone on the phone was drunk and I couldn't understand them.
You were a little tipsy.
I was a little tipsy.
You were tipsy?
Pass it on.
I got one the other day. It was, I actually answered it. And the person went, "What the fuck?" and hung up. But they left a message before that had a little message, but they didn't get their point across. And so they tried to recall, but
we'll call back again.
I won't answer. I swear to God, I won't answer. I won't answer anymore.
Thanks, guys, for calling.
That's yes, awesome. Thank you so much. You can listen to the show at our website, Podbean, Podcast, Ali Zune, and iTunes. If you use iTunes and you take a couple minutes out of your busy schedule to give us a 5-star rating and a little review, that will help us go up in the ranks and give us some more exposure with the iTunes crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Get us on iTunes. I think we're kind
of
done.
I would like to, you know what, one of these days we're going to read the reviews. Okay. The people left because they're really nice, and people can write. Jesus.
Wow.
Some of them are great. And you know what? Your mom wrote one.
Aw, that's nice.
She's a good one.
Mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very truthful person.
She's articulate as well.
She is.
Love you, Sherry.
She grew up in Philadelphia.
If you'd like to support the show, you can do so just by telling a friend.
Tell a friend. Tell
what
a
did
friend.
You guys do on Wednesday? Tell a person about Andy's Creature Show.
I told my mailman.
Mm-hmm. Patrick?
My mail person, sorry.
I didn't tell anyone because I'm on the show. I tell them about you and tell them about Jenny. But I don't talk about myself.
Bullshit.
I don't know about Jenny and myself.
What I did is I went in and pretended I had a heart attack. Did I just say fart attack?
You did.
A heart attack. And
wave a gun.
Unbeknownst to the people that were doing the surgery, I took an awesome graphic program and just encompassed my heart with the Hideous Creature Show logo. And once they cracked my chest, boop, now all the doctors listen to the Hideous Creature Show.
Wow. We got some sophistos listening.
Well, I go in there.
Here's where the internet money comes in.
Special thanks. Do you guys got anybody?
Jenny, well, for throwing a Clancy Brown reference in there. Yeah, I fucking still am thinking about that.
I know we always thank Mike Kelly. And yeah. I would like to thank Mike Kelly's wife, Marcy, because she is 10 days late of pushing out a baby today.
Ooh.
And I am sending good thoughts her way out into the universe that she'll have that baby today. That so gets- maybe... Actually putting it out on the fake radio waves will have something to
I think it's actually happening right now.
It could be happening right now. Go Marcy.
Go Marcy. Go Mike.
I would like to give a shout out to the girls at Dots. For Dots is over. They're selling it.
They're what? Selling it, but it'll still be Dots.
What am I don't know.
They're not gonna be changing ownership. But it still property? Will be there.
Well, I know, but they're not going to be part of it anymore. They're leaving.
Right, but Dots as a business will still be there. The menu will be the same.
Well, that's what my special thanks is.
Oh,
I
want
to thank you guys for holding out and doing such a... We hung out there so much as kids, and now it's changing hands, but I want to say thank you. Thank you very much.
That's why Megan and I went and had dinner there the other night because we were scared that maybe it would change.
It's going to change.
That'll be fine.
And we wanted to have one last...
Hurrah.
One last spicy fry.
Anyways, ladies, well done. Great establishment. Was good hanging out. All that stuff. We're going to do a...
Another show.
Intro was God's doing a new thing. The outro is going to be Magnum to Fields. We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, please do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
What Magnum to Fields?
Toodles.
Andy would bicycle across town in the rain to bring you candy. And John would buy the second glance, but when the weather's nice, all the other guys don't stand a chance.